Begin the current daf Masech Pesachim and daf Tzadi Zayin. Begin 6 lines down from the top of the Yamed. The Gemara begins a new discussion related to the discussion on the previous daf. And that is, we had on the Mishnah on the previous daf that spoke about from Rabbi Yeshua a difference that he had heard from his teachers, which Rabbi Kiva had interpreted, regarding certain tumurais, which is related to the carbon that you're making a tumura from, of the carbon Pesach, that some are nitcha, rejected, and therefore they themselves, that when they're not being brought as a carbon Pesach, its money, after it develops a blemish, will be brought as a carbon shalom, but it itself will not. And others are not considered rejected, and hence, now that they're not being brought as a carbon Pesach, they themselves will be brought as a carbon shalom. And we had a machlokes in the Gemara how to explain that differentiation, when it's going to be nitcha or not, between Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira, and that as Rabbi said, the difference is of the time of the Shechita, and that is, you have two carbonas, one that you were going to bring, and it got lost. And instead, we separated another one, and then we ultimately found that one. So when was that one found? That is Machlikas Rabbah and Zera. According to Rabbah, the cutoff point is the Shechita of the second one, which is the one you ended up bringing as a Karban Pesach, not the first one that was lost. So if that was around at the time of the Shechita of the second one, that means you're choosing this one, not the first one, and ultimately it's what's called Nitzchah, it's being rejected. Hence, a carbon that's rejected cannot be brought even as a Shlomim, therefore you have to wait till it develops a blemish, and then you bring its monetary value as a Karban Shlom. Whereas according to Rabbi Zeira, the cutoff point is not the Shechita of the second one, but rather Chatzais, because Chatzais is the beginning of the time when you could start to bring the Karban Shlam, bring the Karban Pesach. And therefore, if it was lost at the time of Chatzais, if it was found after Chatzais had already, afternoon had already started, that's it was found at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, then although it was around at the time of the Shechita of the second one, it's not considered rejected because it never had the status of the Shem Pesach Chal on it, which is at Chatzais. Therefore, it was already as a Shlomim, not as a Pesach, and therefore it's not rejected, but it's only if it was found before Chatzais. And then, during Chatzais, it gets the acquisition of the name Pesach, and it's not brought as a Pesach, because you bring the second one, then it would be considered rejected. So that's Machlokes, again, Rabbi Rav Zeira. What is the understanding of the Mishnah? Is it dependent on the Shechita of the second one, or of the Zman of Shechita of Pesach, which is the Zman of Chatzais? When is it that you found it, that it's going to be considered rejected? Did you find it before the Shechita of the second one, or did you find it before the Chatzais of which then ultimately bring the second one, and therefore then the first one is going to be rejected? So the Gemara will find that this will be related to the following halacha of Shmuel. But the Gemara quotes a statement of Shmuel, and the Gemara goes through on this daf to try to understand the principle that Shmuel is teaching us. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Kol shebechatas meisam, wherever we find that a carbon chatas has to die. Now, as Rashi explains, there are 5 carbon chatas that there's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, a tradition that we have from Moshe, that they have to die. And what you do is you put it into a caged area and you wait till it dies. And they are the vlad chatas, which is a child of a carbon chatas, a timuras chatas, which is when you had a carbon chatas and you try transferring that kedusha to another animal. It's a chatas shemesu ba'aleo if the owner of that chatas passed away. Chatas and the skaper ba'alel de acheres, if you have that there was the carbon chatas and the owner's still around, but he had his kapara with a different animal, and that's in the case of when you had lost that one, and then therefore you had separated a different one to bring as a chatas, and then ultimately that one was found. And finally, the fifth one is avir shenasa, that the carbon chatas has to be in its year, and if it passes that year, so it cannot be brought anymore, those 5 carbon chatas have to wait till they die. Now, Shmuel says, regarding the halachas of Pesach, he uses this as a siman, as a sign, and he says that whatever we find by carbon chatas, that it dies, so correlating to that, but Pesach, if these same cases that we just spoke about, the carbon chatas, they would die, by carbon Pesach, the halacha would be carv shlamim, that there it would be brought as a carbon shlamim. Now, as Rashi says, the Gemara assumes right now, now, we're going on all these cases where by carbon chatas they would die, where those 5 cases where they are applicable by the carbon Pesach, they would be brought as a carbon shlamim. For example, that would be by the tamura of a Pesach. It would be a carbon Pesach that the owner had died. It would be if the owner had a kapar with a different carbon Pesach already. And if it passed its year, then they would be brought, in the case of Pesach, as a shlamim. Now, obviously, the one that's being left out is a Vlad, because there is no child of a Karban Pesach, because a Karban Pesach is a male, not a female, whereas a Chatas is a female, and that's why it could have the case of a Vlad. So, however, regarding those 4 out of the 5 where they apply to Karban Pesach, the Gemara assumes right now that the Klal, the statement, that the principle of Shmuel is teaching us, is that although by Chatas there it has to die, by Karban Pesach it doesn't die, but rather it's brought as a Karban Shlam. Now the second half of this principle is v'chol shebechatas roya. Now wherever we find that by a karban chatas it has to go out to graze in the pasture, which the Gemara will discuss what exactly case that is, where we find by a karban chatas that it doesn't die, but rather it has to go out to graze and then to develop a blemish and then sell it and then use its monetary value for a karban. So bepesach nami roya. In those cases too, a karban pesach will also go out to graze and to pasture. Now Rashi explains that the difference between by karban chatas where it dies or where it goes out to graze is not what we're comparing to Karban Pesach regarding the leniencies and the stringencies of either one of those categories. The reason why Shmuel grabbed, so to speak, by the Karban Chatas where it dies, to say that there by Karban Pesach it's going to be brought as a shlam, whereas by where the Karban Chatas goes out to graze, so by Karban Pesach he said it also goes out to graze, is not the reason that, oh, because this is certain stringencies, so that correlates to Pesach. Rather, it's just a mnemonic, it's just a simon to recall. It just happens to be that way, so he's using that as a simon, but it's not intrinsic to the halachas of Re'iyah and Mesa that we're comparing to the halachas of Karban Pesach. So now the Gemara says, however, Rabbi Yechanan argues on Shmuel's principle, and he says, Ein ha-Pesach karav shlamim. It's not true. The Karban Pesach is not brought as a Karban shlamim, ela shenimtza achar shechita. That's only if it was found after the slaughtering of the second one. Then, only then you found this Karban Pesach that was lost. Then it's going to not have been rejected. However, if it was found before you slaughtered the second one, so it's around now when you're choosing to take the second one and not the first one, that's, so to speak, a rejection of that one, that's a Karban Nitche. That, in the case of a Karban Pesach, would not be brought as a Karban Shlam. Rather, you'd have to have it go out to graze, develop a blemish, sell it, and then use that monetary value as a Karban Shlam. So now the Gemara asks, Maskil Lav Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks on Shmuel's Klal. The Klalahu, is it really a general statement that he's saying, which is in the second half of his general statement, that he says, wherever you find by Karban Chatas, that it goes out to graze. Same thing applies to Karban Pesach, that goes out to graze. But V'harichatas Sh'av Rishnasa, regarding a Karban Chatas, where it had passed through its first year, Dilaria Azla, that we say that it goes out to graze. Dam Reb Shem Malakish, as Reb Shem Malakish said, and his statement is taught in Masechtas Temura and Paragvat Chatas, where there the Gemara discusses this seeming contradiction regarding if Avrish Nasa goes out to die or if it's left out to graze. And the Gemara there says, depending if there's two strikes against it versus one strike, but if the only problem it has is that it's Avrish Nasa, Reb Shem Malakish tells us that Chatas Avrish Nasa, regarding the Chatas that it passed its year, so we view it as if it was in a cemetery, which that means wherever it is, it's as if it's in the cemetery, which means that a kohen cannot go in there, because a kohen cannot make himself impure by going into the Beis HaKfaris to go ahead and to shecht it. And therefore, since you can't bring it as a carbon, v'raya, it goes out to graze until it develops a blemish, then it's sold, and then you go ahead and use it, put its money into these boxes which had written on them that they were for donations. And then at the time when there was no karbanis on the Mizbeach, then they would bring oilers from that box. And this was a drush that Yehoyada HaKohen says, and it's brought in Masechtas Temura, that any meiser chatas v'asham, any leftovers from a karban chatas and asham, are used for what's called a kayetz ha-mizbeach. It's, so to speak, the dessert of the mizbeach, where when there's no karban being brought, you bring a karban oila, except for these five karban chatas that we mentioned, which they are meises, they die, which that's halachal meisha mesina, but anything not in those five are left out to graze, to develop a blemish, and then we bring with its monetary value a karban oila. Now, that's the halacha regarding this case of Avrish Nasa, which we said that it's going to have re'iyah. Ve'ilu be'pesach ki agavna karav shlamim. However, we know the halacha be'karav pesach is not going according to this principle that Shmuel told us. He said, wherever karban chatas goes out to graze, karban pesach goes out to graze. Yet we know in this case of Avrish Nasa, where it just passed its year, by karban chatas is going to be re'iyah, and karban pesach is going to be brought as a karban shlam, the town like within the Bryce. And this record on the previous daf, it says in the pasuk by karbanus of shlam, it says kesef, a lamb. So as we had explained from Rashi over there, there was no need to say that because we know it's talking about a lamb. So the Rambam says a pesach la'aliyah. So why does it say that? It comes to include the karban pesach, that its fatty tail of when it's being brought as a lamb is also brought onto the mizbech, because the emurim, the sacrificial parts of the karban pesach, are not mentioned explicitly in the pasuk. So we need a special rebuy to tell you that by the karban pesach, its aliyah of the lamb is also brought and the sacrificial parts on the mizbech. Now kashuoyim im kesef. Now when it doesn't just say lamb, it says and if a lamb. That word im, the Rabbis, that comes to include as a pesach sh'avish nasa, regarding karban pesach that it passed its year and now it's not valid anymore as a karban pesach because it has to be within its year. Ushlam haboy machmas Pesach, or any shlam that comes because of a Pesach. As we explained from Rashi in the previous staff, there are certain cases where the Pesach is not valid anymore as a Pesach, hence it's used instead of that as a carbon shlam. That all these cases, that they were, so to speak, a Pesach, but now they're being brought as a shlamim, l'chal mitzvah shlam, that they're included for all the mitzvah shlam, which are shatu'in mismichim, they need to have that the person leans on the animal, u'nesachim, and that there are certain libations that are poured on the mizbech, u'tenufas chazav ha'shaik, there's the waving of the breast and the thigh. That's what's being taught from the word im. Now, kishu o'imer, im eiz, now when the pasuk says, continues and says, and if it's a goat, sehifsika inyan, that's an interruption, why'd I have to say that? That teaches that regarding the goat, that there it does not need its fatty tail to be brought on the Mizbeach. Now, however, as Rashi tells us, one thing that we do see from this brisa is that Pesach She'av B'Shenasa, regarding the Pesach that passes its year, that we're learning out from the word Im Kesef, that it's going to be brought as a carbon shlam. Now, that goes against the principle that Shmuel taught us, that if the carbon chatzis, which in this case is Re'iyah, is going out to graze, carbon Pesach should be Re'iyah too. It should also go out to graze. And here it says explicitly in the Braisa that it doesn't. It's brought as a carbon shlam. So the Gemara answers, Amalei, so he says to him, and some take out the word Amalei, because who's telling who? However, the Gemara says that Kikamar Shmuel, when did Shmuel say this? And that is, there are two halves to Shmuel's statement, to his general statement of saying that what the halacha is by chatas, there will be an equal halacha correlating to that by the Karban Pesach. And then as we said, that where it dies, the Karban chatas, then the Karban Shlam, then the Karban Pesach can be brought as a Shlam. And when it goes out to graze, then by Karban Pesach it's also going to go out to graze. Now the Gemara answers that when did Shmuel say the first half of a statement? Now we're asking from the second half of the statement, the grazing to the grazing. And it's not grazing by Pesach, it's being brought as a Shlam. But the whole statement, when did he say, let's say, the first half of when the Karban chatas dies? That wasn't going on all cases. That was going ba'avudin, when the animal is lost. Which, when the animal is lost, is a case of when the owner is having a kapara. That's because, how's he having a kapara? Because the first one was lost, so instead he brings a second one. And now that he has a kapara, so now the lost one, is the halach is going to be that there's going to be certain halachas. And that is, that will only apply when it's lost, that you could have both the case of chatas mesa and chatas re'iyah. However, bitchuyin, in a case when the animal is being rejected, for example, when the owner dies, then loy omar, then Shmuel never said that because, for example, when the owner dies, you can't have an equivalent case of baichata sometimes being mesam and sometimes being re'ir, because there is no case of going out to graze when the owner dies. And therefore, what the Gemara is answering is, he didn't say his general statement on all halachas of chatas. He only said it where you can have in chatas that it's either going to die or it's going out to graze. Now, where do you have that? That in that certain psul, you could have the animal either dying or going out to graze. That is only by the case of kipru bailav, when the owner has a kapara. Now, how does the owner have a kapara? I went through its year or whatever. It's when it was lost, and instead you brought it with a different one. And therefore, the general statement of Shmuel is that, for example, by the second half of his statement, is that not every Pesach is going to be the same as a Karban Chatas when it goes out to graze. But when there's a kapara with another animal, then by Karban Chatas, where it goes out to graze, then is where by Karban Pesach is going to also go out to graze. Now, when is the animal by the Karban Pesach going to be brought as a Shlamim? That's if, correlating to that, by the case of where the animal is lost, that then the Karban Chatas dies, then the Karban Pesach is going to be brought as a Shlamim. However, as Rashi concludes, that if the Karban Chatas is rejected, for example, in our case, which we were asking from by Avir Shnasa, which passed its year, where it's here, but just it's rejected from being brought. The owners here, everyone say, we're all waiting, but it passed its year, so it can't be brought. There, Shmuel never said his statement, his halacha, his general halacha of comparing chatas to shlam to say that it's going to be the same. And that's why we could have that discrepancy that the Gemara is asking on Shmuel. It's not a question, because that case was a case of nitche. And that he never said it, because that you don't have that completeness of where you could have by chatas both mesa and re'ia. You only have that a case when the animal is lost. When the animal is lost, we'll find that sometimes karban chatas will be died, will die, will be left to die, and sometimes that the animal will go out to graze. And therefore, that equivalency is what we say, that we'll have the same halacha by Pesach that when the chatzis will die, in the case when it's lost, then it's going to be Rodeh Shlam. There where the chatzis goes out the graves, there the Pesach goes out the graves. But again, avrishnase, which is a case of rejection, similar to the case of when the owner dies, where there you can you not have, when the owner dies, a case of re'iyah, of grazing by karmah chatzis. Therefore, that wouldn't be a complete statement of Shmuel. That he didn't say it on, and that's why it's not a problem that by karmah Pesach, yes, it's Rodeh Shlam, even though in that case, the karmah chatzis goes out the graves. So now the Gemara has a qualification already in the general statement of Shmuel, that we're only talking about cases of avudin, when the animal is lost. But still the Gemara asks, but avud mi mishkachas la, is it true that this halacha of when it's lost is a general statement for all cases of chatas equivalency to Pesach? But v'hari avud b'shas afrasha, where the animal is lost during the time when you're designating another animal. That's, for example, when you have a karma chatas, it gets lost, and until you didn't see it, so you went and designated another animal, you have to bring a chatas for the sin that you did. And then, only before the second one was sacrificed, did you find that first one. Now, l'rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, that they argue in Rebbe Masechtas Temura, and they say, d'l'ria azla, they say in such a case, bar karmah chatas, where it was lost when you were finally separating another one, but then before you sacrificed the second one that was taking the place, you found the original karmah chatas. They say, what do you do with that first one? It goes out to grace. It's not like we learned the Mishnah Masechtas Temura. Hifresh chatas eva'avde, if you designated karmah chatas, and it was lost. No, so what do? You have to bring your, for that sin. V'hifresh achar sachta, and you designate another karmah chatas in place of that. But then, v'nim tisarishan, you found the first one. And v'harish te'inayim, they're both here. What do? Which one do you choose? So in that we have a machlekes. Achas men dekarv, one of them is brought as a sacrifice. You could choose whichever one you want. B'shniya Thomas, and the second one dies, divi Rebbe. That's the opinion of Rebbe. V'achomim and the chomim say, ain't chatas mesa. No, it's not true. Although Rebbe said that you choose one, the other one dies, he says, no, the animal does not die because of your having an atonement with the other one, and now what do you do with this one? Ella, only in the case where it was lost during the time of when the atonement was. Here it wasn't lost during the time of the kapara. It was around at the time of the kapara. It was only lost at the time of the hafrasha of the second one. Because shenimtzis la'achar sheneskaper bailam, only if it was found after that the owner had an atonement by the second one, only then would it die. But in such a case, it's not going to die. So the understanding is, so hakidim shenaskapa b'am. So in this case, where he's arguing on Rebbe, that where it was around before the owner had an atonement, and that is since the Rabbanan say that it will not die, so what is it? So essentially it's what's called meiser chatas, the leftovers of a karma chatas, and that is the halacha is always raya, that it goes out to graze, and then the monetary value goes to these boxes, these shifaras, and then they use the money for the kites and mizbeach. So therefore we see according to Rabbanan in such a case, where again it was lost when you separated the second animal, but it was around before you had the atonement of the second one, then they hold that it's not going to die, which ultimately means that it goes out to graze. However, in the carbon Pesach, in the equivalent type of a case, Heched Avid, where it was lost during the time of when you designated a second one because it was lost, so you had to have another carbon instead of it. So it was found after noontime, but before you slaughtered the second one that was taking the place of that, so you have them both around when you're slaughtering the second one as a carbon Pesach. That halach is, what do you do with the first one? Karv Shlamim. It's brought as a carbon Shlamim. As Reb Zeira had told us on the previous staff, that he says that our Mishnah that tells us what is the criteria if it's going to be rejected, that you cannot use it as a karmen shlam or not, depends on if it was found before chatzais or after chatzais, and that is if it was found after chatzais, it was never rejected because it never had the status of Pesach during chatzais to then say it's not being used to be rejected. It wasn't rejected, it was never as a Pesach, rather it was always a shlamim. So you see that regarding a carbon Pesach that we have, which was lost during the time of the Afrasha of the second one, because it wasn't there during Chatzais, but it's here at the time of the Kapara, as long as it was lost by Chatzais, it's brought as a carbon Shlamim. Now, that is a case of loss, of an Aveda, which finally, okay, you answered the previous question on Shmuel's general statement, that he doesn't say it on all. He was only saying on something they could have by Chatzais that it could die in that category, or graze. So what is that? That's a case of when it's lost, and then you use a different one instead of that. However, even that doesn't pan out because we have a case of when it's lost, that it was lost during the time of the Afrasha, but it's around during the Kapara, and on that, Chatas is going to go out to graze, which according to Shmuel's halacha should be that Pesach goes out to graze, but we see clearly that that's not the case, that by Karban Pesach, it's going to be brought as a Karban Shlam in such a case. That the Gemara answers, Shmuel, Kerebi Svirle, it's not so difficult, because Yes, that wouldn't work out well according to the Rabbanan's opinion that was mentioned in that Mishnah Masech, the Smurda, which is quoted. But he holds like Rabbi, the Amar Avuda Lemisa Azla, that he holds that all Karbanis of Chattis that are lost, they go out to be to their death, and that is they get locked in that cage until they die. And therefore, it's not a case of going out to graze. And that's why, but Karban Pesach, it's brought as a Shlamim. Now, Rashi tells us that, so that the Gemara will explain later, so where do you ever find the case, which that was what we had answered. We said it's only cases where you could have the Karban Chatzis to die or to go out to graze, and that which we said was by when it's lost. That's going to be the equivalent by Karban Pesach, but if every case when it's lost, according to Rabbi, it dies, so where do you have Shmuel's other half of his statement to say that when the Karban Chatzis goes out to graze, then the Karban Pesach will also go out to graze? And now Rashi tells us that also the Gemara could have given another answer, that Shmuel holds like Rabba, not like Reb Zeira, that he holds that if it was lost before, that he holds that the criteria of our Mishnah is not if it was found before or after Chatzis, but rather it was found before or after the Shechita of the second one. And therefore, yes, according to the Rabbanan, that Karban Chatzis goes at the graze, the equivalent by Pesach is also that if it was lost during the time of the Hafrasha, which again is what Chatzis is, it's when you could designate it as a Karban Chatzis or not, that it will go out to graze because it was around during the time of the Shechita. And really, the Gemara on Amud Beis in the second version will attempt to say that Shmuel is like Rabbah, because that would answer the question to say that it's not a difficulty, because in the case of this equivalent case of Chatzis, which goes out to graze, if you hold like Rabbah, it would go out to graze too, and it's only according to Reb Zeira that it goes out to die. But the Gemara now says that it's not difficult according to Shmuel, because it was like Rebbe, that it goes out to die by the Karban Chatzis, and that's why by the Karban Pesach it's going to be brought as a Karban Shlam. Now the Gemara asks, so fine, so we said that Shmuel is like Rebbe, and we took here the question regarding the case of where you have that when it's lost, that although according to Rabbanan it's going to go out to graze, but since he holds a Rebbe that it's going to go out to die, that's why in the equivalent case of Karban Pesach it's going to be brought as a Karban Shlam. But then the Gemara asks, "Bal kol avud l'Rebbe Mesa," but what comes out is, as we find the Mishnah Masech this morning, according to Rebbe, every case of a Karban Chatzis that's lost, it's going to go out to its death in the cage until it dies. Now, v'ilah b'Pesach, however, we have a case by Pesach that heichad avid koyim chatzis v'nimtza koyim chatzis, where it was lost before chatzis, and that is sometime in the morning it got lost, and then it was found before chatzis. Now, the halacha is over there that raya, that is because even according to Reb Zeira, according to Rabbah, for sure it goes out to graze, and that's because it's going to be rejected when you slaughter the second one. However, even according to Reb Zeira in that case, where since it was found before Chatzis, when Chatzis rolls around, it's being rejected at the time. It wasn't lost that it wasn't able to be brought and then to be rejected because it was lost. It was around before. And yet, over there, it goes out to graze. Now, that doesn't go well with, if we're saying Shmuel's like Rebbe, where wherever it's lost by Karban Chatzis, which is by every case, it goes out to die, and the equivalent should be by Karban Pesach, that it should be brought as a Karban Shlam, and yet it's not. It's being brought as a Re'iyah, as it goes out to graze. So that contradicts that it should be brought as a Shlam. Then the Gemara says, Kaidim Chatzis, you're right, although by Pesach over there, it's going to go out to Re'iyah, but before noontime, which is a time that is not even fit yet to be brought as a Karban Pesach, lav avidhu. That's not the halacha of being lost. And that is because even if you designate another one before it was found, that's not a case, quote unquote, of loss. And therefore, it wouldn't have this halacha of saying wherever it's lost by the halacha of chatas, that the same thing would apply to the Karban Pesach. Kedirava, like Rava said, Dama Rava, as Rava said regarding the halachas of Karban Chatas, Avedas Laila, where the Karban Chatzis is lost at night, and therefore you designate another one. You couldn't find it at nighttime, so you designate another one. Now, it was found in the morning time. Then, even according to Rebbe, the animal will not go out to be killed. Rather, it will go out to graze. And the reason is, because since nighttime is not a time fit for the Hakrava, so Lav Shemei Aveda, it's not called loss. And therefore, it's not difficult, because yes, by Karban Pesach, in such a case, it goes out to graze, because even Rebbe would agree in such a case that it would also go out to graze, because since it's before noontime, that's the equivalent of a Karban Chatzis being lost at nighttime, which is before the time that it's fit to be brought. At such a time, that is halacha, not so to speak, of when it's lost, which yes, then Rebbe holds that by Chatzis, it goes out to be, it dies, but rather this would be the case of where even Rebbe would agree that it goes out to graze, and that's why by Karban Pesach, before noontime that it's found, when it wasn't even fit yet, it also goes out to graze. But then the Gemara asks, Elo Roy Elo Rebbe. Now, therefore, according to Rebbe, where do you ever find, by a case of where it's lost, Again, that case wasn't a case of lost because it was before the designated time. And even he holds that in that case, it's going to graze. But according to Rebbe, where do you find the case of going out to graze where it's lost? In other words, Shmuel had two halves to his statement. He had wherever by Karban Chatzis it dies, Karban Pesach is going to be brought as a shlamim. Wherever it goes out to graze by the Chatzis, so then by Karban Pesach it's going to go out to graze. But where do we, and we said that, oh, don't ask, as we had the question before, that we had a discrepancy of Abrish Nasa. We said, no, that's a case of rejection, when the owner is not getting an atonement. We're talking about a case where he gets an atonement, and then that means, what? How do you have an atonement? Is because it was lost. Now we said that sometimes it's lost, it could die, or it could go out to graze, and that's what we're comparing it to the Karban Pesach. But where do you ever find by Rebbe who was saying Shmuel is like, because we had to answer a different question from the Rabban Masechtas Temura, to say that he holds like Rebbe, so therefore, it's always going to die when it's lost. So how do you have the second half of Rebbe's, of Shmuel's statement to say, oh, but when it doesn't die, but rather goes out to graze when it's lost, then Karban Pesach, it's also going to go out to graze, but where do you ever have such a case? So that the Gemara continues on to Amud Beis. As Rabbi Ishiya says, you can find the case that even Rebbe would agree that it goes out to graze. How so? Where a person designated two carbon chatas for responsibility. And that is, if one gets lost, so then we'll bring the other one. He just wanted to make sure. So for insurance purposes, he designated two carbon as chatas. Now, Agav Rashi tells us that, truthfully, the Gemara could have asked that that's not lost because it's over here. But the Gemara asks anyways a different question and it falls off for it. So that's why the Gemara continues with what it's saying. On that, Rabbi Yishiyah says, "Miskapa ba'achas man, you have an atonement with one of them. You're not bringing two karban chatas. Vishniya tira, and the second one goes out to graze." Now, as Rashi explains in Masechtas Menachas and Avpeim and Alf, and this is a manuscript of Rashi that says that their Rebbe agrees, because the only time that Rebbe says that when you have an atonement with one, then the one that was lost is the one that goes out to die, that was only because it gets rejected. And that is because it was lost and it was rejected. However, regarding this case of Rabbi Ishiya, Rebbe would agree that it was never rejected because it was always just as an insurance. It wasn't that maybe it was supposed to be, it was never. It was just as an insurance for the other one. And therefore, it's not included in the halacha of, that has to go out to die because the entire halacha of chatas hamesis, that they go out to die, which Rebbe holds is by all cases of loss, that's halacha al-meshem. We see that as the Gemara explains himself to Stemura. And that did not apply to such a case of Rebbe Ishiya because here it wasn't supposed to be and then it was rejected. There it was supposed to be, it was lost, and therefore we ended up bringing a different one. So then it gets rejected. Here, where it was always as insurance, it wasn't that it was supposed to be. And hence, even Rebbe would agree that it goes out to graze. But that the Gemara asks, but for ha'ilu bepesach ki agavna karav shlamim. But okay, so you found the case for Rebbe where he'll have both categories of chatas when it's lost. That sometimes you'll have the karma chatas will die, which is basically every case of loss. And then you have this some type of loss, which Rashi said really it's not even a case of loss, that when you designated two karma chatas, where then the one that you're not using will go out to graze. But the problem is, what do we need both halves for to compare it to shlamim? Now, we said by the case of when the Karban Chatas goes out to graze, Karban Pesach goes out to graze too, but Pesach in that same type of a case is brought as a Karban Shlamim. And the reason is, as Rashi explains, because that is the classic case of Moisr Pesach, of leftovers from Pesach, because it was designated for this. And therefore, it wasn't rejected, as we said, that it's not considered rejected regarding Karban Chatas to be then considered this other, this lost, and therefore to then die, but therefore goes out to graze. Such a classic case by Karban Pesach doesn't go out to graze. Rather, it's the classic Meister Pesach, leftovers of that, because we didn't choose that one, and rather this was the insurance one. So it's leftover, and now it's brought as a Karban Shlam. So that again contradicts, how could that be the case of Rebbe, and Shmuel is holding like that, if in such a case, Karban Pesach will not fit the mold, and it's going to be brought as a Karban Shlam? Ella, rather, Gemara says as follows. Don't ask the question, which we've been asking up until now, so what is going to be the case of Roya Chatas, of going out to graze? Because Shmuel Krib Shimon Sreli. Shmuel holds like Rib Shimon, which is quoted in Masechtas, the Amid that he says in Masechtas Temura, Chamesh Chatois Mesis. There are five Karban Chatas that go out to die, that they're mentioned that they die in all situations that when you find it, and that is regarding the Karban Chatas that the owner had an atonement, and it dies in all situations, whether it's found before the atonement, whether it's found after the atonement, whether it was designated for achrayis, the animal that's left over goes out to die. And therefore, you're right, regarding the case of Reb Oishia, he holds that the Karban Pesach will be brought as a Karban Shlamin, because that was the question. We said in this type of a case, that is Reb Oishia's case, if that's the case of grazing, then the problem is, what's going to be by Karban Pesach? It's brought as a Shlamin. And then the Gemara says, no, that's not a difficulty, because Shmuel holds a Grip Shimon that holds, even in such a case where it's this case of where Rebbe would agree that it would go out to graze, no. Grip Shimon holds that even in such a case, the leftover one is always going to die. And therefore, Karban Pesach, in that case, the equivalent case, Meister Pesach, can be brought as a Shlamin. But then again, the Gemara asks, but then, okay, so it's not Rebbe anymore, it's Reb Shimon. But V'horay Reb Shimon less Leklal, but Reb Shimon never has the case of Karban Chattis going out to Greece, because he always holds, under all circumstances, that the Karban Chattis is going to go out to die, even in the case of when you designated two just for insurance purposes. But then the question is, what is the second half of Shmuel's statement that he said that whenever the Karban Chattis dies, find that we know it's brought to Karban Shlamin. But then he said, whoever goes out to graze, Pesach goes out to graze, we don't have such a case if it's going like Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon doesn't hold of any Karban Chattis that the other one, the one that's lost or whatever it is, even if you designate it as insurance, it's going to go out to graze. So now the Gemara concedes and says that Shmuel nami chadar kamar. Shmuel truthfully was only saying one statement in his general statement. And that is, he only said, Kol shebechatas mesum, wherever the karmachatas dies, and that is the case of what we're talking about, where it was lost, where there is an atonement for the owner, as we said, he's only going in the case of Avuda, then bepesach karvah shlamim, then, in spite of that, although by chatas it has to die, but karvah pesach is going to be brought as a karvah shlamim, and he didn't say anything more. The second half was not part of Shmuel's statement. He didn't say, wherever the karmachatas goes out to graze, the karvah pesach also goes out to graze. And therefore, as Rashi tells us, since he said that wherever it's lost by the carbon pesach, it's going to be brought as a carbon shlamim, because he was saying that wherever he's going like Rebbe, he's going like Reb Shimon, that wherever it's lost by the carbon chattis, it dies, because he's only saying one statement. Therefore, the Gemara had to say that he's going like Reb Shimon, as Rashi says, because if we'd be going like Rebbe or the Rabbanan, where they hold that there is a case of grazing by carbon chattis, as we said, according to Rabban for sure. And according to Rebbe, we found the case of the two chatoyos that are separated from Achrayas. If he would be going like them, so what would be the simon that Shmuel was saying, that he was saying just this one statement, as the Gemara is concluding now, that he only said, wherever the Karban Chattis dies, the Karban Pesach goes out as a Karban Shlamim. But even a case of grazing by Chattis, by Karban Pesach would also be brought as a Shlamim, as we said. That was the question why we transferred from Rebbe to Reb Shimon. But now that he holds a Grip Shimon, that is a complete mnemonic, a complete sign to remember, because you don't have a case by Chattis that's lost that doesn't die. And therefore, you don't have any case where it's lost by Pesach that's not brought as a Shlamim. So that was the one statement that he said. He never said the second half of the statement regarding Re'iyah, because Re'iyah doesn't play a role. And that's why it couldn't be like anyone else, because there are other Re'iyahs that should have said, and not just to say Kol Chattis Shemes, because there are other cases that even when the Chattis goes out to graze the carbon, Pesach we brought as a Shlamim. But now, since we're saying like Reb Shimon, where there's only Chattis Shemesa, so we're saying wherever by Chattis, where the halach is always that it's Mesa, same thing applies by Karban Pesach, where it's always going to be when it's lost, the halach is going to be that it's brought as a Karban Shlamim. So now that we cut down Shmuel's statement into half, the Gemara asks, Umay Kamash Malon. So what was Shmuel teaching us? And that is, since wherever it's lost by Karban Pesach, by Karban Chattis, it dies, and then Shmuel is coming to tell us. So therefore, the same equivalent of where it's lost by Pesach, that's brought as a Shlamim. But that was our Mishnah. Our Mishnah in the previous daf said that the Pesach that's found after the Shechita, and we explained in the previous daf that it means after the Zman of Shechita, then it's going to be brought as a Karban Shlamim. So we see that the Mishnah holds that when it's lost by Chatzais, it's going to be brought as a Karban Shlamim. So therefore, that already we know, whenever it's lost, the same thing would apply to the halacha of Karban Pesach. So why do we need Shmuel's statement for it? That the Gemara says, Lafuki mit Rabbi Yechanan. He's coming to exclude from Rabbi Yechanan, who argues, as we quoted in the beginning of the daf, Shmuel said one thing, and Rabbi Yechanan argued on him, Dama the Rabbi Yechanan said, Ein ha-Pesach karav shlamim. The Karban Pesach is not brought to the Karban Shlamim. Ela shenimtza achar shchita. Only if it's found after the shchita, but avo kaidim shchita, but if it was found before the slaughtering of the second one, even though it was lost by Chatzais, then Rabbi Yechanan hold, no, the halacha would not be that it's brought to the Karban Shlamim. Rather, it would go out to graze, because it's only the slaughtering of the second one that establishes it as the halacha of dechiyah, of being rejected, as Rabbah had said. And therefore, he would hold that if it was found before the shechita, even after chatzais, that's going to be rejected. Now, Alma, so we see that Rabbi Yechanan holds, shechita kava. that he holds, like Rabba, that what is the criteria that is the cutoff line that tells us if it's going to be rejected or not, is if it's found before the second one was brought as a Karban Pesach. So Kamash Malon, that's what Shmuel comes to teach us when he says his statement of Kol Shemachatas Mesa, that wherever by the Karban Chatas it dies. As we had explained already, that's going like a reference to like Reb Shimon, where he says that if it's lost during the time of when it's designated, it's going to die. And that Shmuel is teaching us that Chatzais Kava, that what establishes the criteria of being rejected or not, not if it's found before the second one is brought as a Karban Pesach, but if it's found before the time of Chatzais, and that is if it was lost during the time of Kod Hafrasha, which regarding the Karban Pesach, that's the time of Chatzais, then it's called lost. And therefore, even if it was found before the slaughtering of the second one, he argues on Rabbi Yechanan, he argues in Rabba, and he would hold that it is brought as a Karban Shlamim, because Chatzais is what establishes it as a Karban Pesach to then be rejected, as Rabbi Zeira had said. And therefore, that is what Shmuel was teaching us, essentially, like Reb Zeira, not like Rabba, and that is, he wanted to teach us this halacha that Chatzais establishes it, and that would be the cutoff point for rejection, but if it was lost during that time, it would be brought as a Karban Shlamim, which is essentially the same as Kol Shabachatas Mesa, that, because as we said before, Chatzais is not even the case of Avud, as the Gemara had said on Amud Aleph. And therefore, every time where it's Avud by Chatzais, that's what he was saying with this general statement to say, I'm saying not like Rabbi Yechanan, and that is even though it was around when the second one was being slaughtered, it's not a rejection because it wasn't around at the time of Chatzais. So now the Gemara says, Lishna Achrina, a different version of this. And now this is going back to the Gemara on Amud Aleph, essentially, to the discussion after it said Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan's statements, and that it said that the general halacha by Avudin was that it's going to be only by something that's lost. We said, although Shmuel says it's general statement, the Gemara asked, but you have a case of Abba Shnasa, so the Gemara answered, wait, he doesn't say it by every Chatas. He said by those that there's Niskapra Ba'aleha, where the owner has an atonement, not that the owner had died. That's a case of when the animal was lost. And that the Gemara had asked, but Vahari Avud B'Shas HaFrasha L'Rabbanan. The Gemara asked from the Rabbanan Masechtas Temura, where we find a case where it's lost during the HaFrasha. And by Karban Chatas, it's going to go out to graze. And yet, by Karban Pesach, in that case, as the Gemara says, Ve'ilu be'pesach, whereas Bakam Pesach, Heichad Avid, where the equivalent case where it was lost. V'nimtza achar chatzais kod m'shchita, and it was found after chatzais, before the second one was slaughtered. Yakriv shlamim, then that loss when it was brought as a Karban shlamim, like Reb Zeira holds, and that in spite of the fact that it was lost during the hafrasha, yet still in that case of lost during the hafrasha, by chatzais we say it goes at the graze, and by Pesach we say it's brought as a shlamim. But according to Shmuel's, and this is again because we're still going where Shmuel's statement was both regarding the case of Mesa of Chatzis and according to the case of grazing, it should go out to graze and not be brought as a Karban Shlamim. And that the Gemara said, as Rashi had already mentioned, that we could have said such a teretz, this second version says it, Shmuel Karaba Svirle, Shmuel Hozek Rabba, the Amar Shchita Kava, that what establishes it as a Karban Pesach to be rejected is the time of Shchita, where he learns in our Mishnah that the cutoff point is if it was around, if it was found before the Shechita, the second one or not. So if it was found before Shechita, then we say by the Karban Pesach, it is going to go out to graze, which is the same as the Rabbanan in Masechtas Temura, by the Karban Chatas, where it goes out to graze in such a case. By Karban Pesach, the truth is it's not brought to Shlamim. It actually does go out to graze in the equivalent case of Karban Pesach, even though it was lost by Chatzais, but since it was found before the second one was slaughtered, as Rabba holds, that's still a rejection. And therefore, a rejected Karban Pesach cannot be brought as a Karban Shlamim, rather goes out to graze. But that the Gemara asks, but from the fact that Rabbi Yechanan, who he's arguing on Shmuel, he says the following statement. No, the Karban Pesach is not brought as a Karban Shlamim. Only if it was found after Shechita of the second one. But if it was found before the Shechita of the second one, then not. So what's he saying? Alma Shechita Kova. Obviously, according to Rabbi Yechanan, what designates the criteria if it's going to be rejected or not is the Shechita of the second one. And therefore, if it was found before the Shechita of the second one, although it was lost during Chatzais, then the halacha is going to be that it's going to be rejected, as Rabbi says. Mechlal, the Shmuel, Savar Chatzais Kaveh. So if Rabbi Yechanan is coming to argue in Shmuel, obviously Shmuel disagrees, and he holds not like Rabbi, not like Rabbi Yechanan, that Chatzais is what establishes it. And therefore this one, since it was lost during Chatzais, it should be brought as a Karban Shlamim. So obviously, you see that according to Shmuel, if it was lost during the time when it was designated, even though it was around during the kapara of the second one, it's still brought as a carbon shlamim. That, again, goes back to the contradiction that the Rabbanim Masechtas Temura. They tell us if it was lost during the Hafrasha, even though it was dear, b'shas tekapar, the other one that we're going to say the halacha is that it goes out to graze by the Karma Chatos, then by Karma Pesach, the same thing should be that it goes out to graze. And why is that? Because, and Shmuel doesn't say that. Shmuel says that it doesn't go out to graze in such a case because he holds, not like Rabbah, because Rabbi Yechonah holds like Rabbah. Must be that he's arguing Shmuel, who holds like Rabbi Zeira, that the cutoff time is Chatzais. And that is, therefore, he means to say that it was lost during Chatzais, even though, again, that's the same case of that case of Chatzais, that's going to be brought as a Shlamim, and not go out to graze. So Ella, the Gemara says, rather Shmuel k'Rebbe Svirle. Rather Shmuel holds like Rebbe, as we had said, that was two terutzim in the Gemara could have given in the first version, and they gave Rebbe, not Rabbah. Here in the second version, it says like Rabbah, but then it falls off of it, because obviously Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbah, not Shmuel. Rather, he holds like Reb Zera. That rather, the way to answer that question is that yes, the Rabban Masechtas Temura is not like Shmuel, but he doesn't hold like them. He holds like Rebbe. The Amar Avu de Lemisa Azla, he holds that old cases when the carbon pechatas is lost, then it goes out to, it's going to die, which then the equivalent is by carbon pesach, that it's brought as a carbon shlam, and that's why it's brought as a carbon shlam. But that the Gemara asks, well, kol avudin le Rebbe Mason, however, but according that's the case, that it's going like Rebbe. But every case where it's lost, according to Rebbe, the Karma Chatas dies. And therefore, that should be by every case where it's lost by Karma Pesach, it should be Rezah Shlamim. Yet, V'il B'Pesach, however, we find by the Karma Pesach, Heichad Da'avad Kaidim Chatzis, V'Nimtza Kaidim Chatzis is Raya. But we know the halacha is that when the Karma Pesach is, according to everybody, even according to Abzeir, for sure, according to Rabbah, because it's being rejected when, according to Abzeir, when it reaches Chatzis, because it was lost and found before Chatzis, so when it reaches Chatzis, it's still around, it's not lost, it could be Karma Pesach, but yet we're rejecting it, and for sure, according to Rebbe, where it's around when the second one is being slaughtered, so it's being rejected then, and therefore, according to everybody, halacha is it goes at the graze, yet if you hold like Rebbe, that he holds whenever the Karma Chatzis dies, Karma Pesach should be brought as a Karma Shlamim, so then why in this case, where it's lost before Chatzis and found before Chatzis, does it go at the graze? That the Gemara answers, as it said in the first version, Ksaver Kaidim Chatzois Lav Avru. He holds that before Chatzois, that's not considered, quote, lost. And the reason is because for Ksaver Chatzois Kava, he holds that Chatzois establishes it at a time when it's fit to be brought. Therefore, before Chatzois, it's not even valid as a Karban Pesach yet to then say it's being rejected. And therefore, as the Gemara had said on Amud Aleph regarding the first version, where it said that even Rebbe, even in that case, would agree that it would go out to graze because that's not considered a case of lost. And therefore, that's not a difficulty according to Shmuel that he holds in this type of case where the Karban Pesach is going to go out to graze. Again, because that's not the general category of where he's saying where the animal is, quote, lost, where the Karban Chatzis, right, will have halacha of where it's going to die. That's not the equivalent case of Karban Pesach that it should be brought to Karban Shlamim because it's not a case of loss. And essentially, again, the whole purpose of Shmuel, what he was coming to teach you, was not like Rabbi Yechon, and this is what they were arguing essentially in the Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira, and that Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbah, and Shmuel was coming to teach you like Rabbi Zeira that the cutoff point is Chatzais, and that's why it's going to be wherever by the Karban Chatzis, like Rebbe, that's going to die, Karban Shlamim is going to be, the Karban Pesach is going to be brought as a Shlamim. That's because it's the criteria will be after Chatzais, before Chatzais, that never enters into the category of something being lost, as we learned in Naman Aleph, that even in such a case, Rebbe himself would hold the goes at the graze. But again, the main point, according to the second version, is that the main criteria is Chatzais and not the Zman of the Shechita of the second one.